In the space of just a few weeks, an estimated 1.2 million Iraqis have been forced to flee their homes. The United Nations began an operation Wednesday to supply basic needs to about 500,000 of the refugees. Marzio Babile is coordinating the effort.
This is probably one of the largest supply-driven operations of the United Nations over the last 30 years because of the intensity of displacement and because of the time bound of this displacement. Extraordinary high numbers of people, women, children, families displaced in a very short time bound, which is probably less than 1 week.
Aid has been flown in from Jordan and the United Arab Emirates. More will arrive by road from Turkey and by sea from Dubai and Iran. The Budjet Candela camp was built as a transit point on the border for Syrians fleeing their civil war. Now it is home to more than 11,000 Iraqis. UN field officer Bazad Amin says the camp has doubled in size in the last 2 weeks.
This is a very urgent need for the families, so we are trying to manage better for the basic facilities, water delivery, latrines installation and so on.
Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region has had its budget cut by the central government in Baghdad in a dispute over oil. The Kurdistan regional government's representative in London, Bayan Sami Abdul Rahman, says the KRG cannot cope with the refugee influx alone.
These are people who've seen murder, rape, genocide. They're traumatized. They have nothing, literally nothing, except the clothes on their back. They have nothing to cook with. They have no toilet facilities. They don't have access to clean water. We need a serious humanitarian push from the international community. Otherwise, there will be an outbreak of disease and things will get even worse now in Kurdistan.
Italy's Prime Minister Matteo Renzi visited a camp near Erbil Wednesday. He voiced the hope of the international community that the new Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi can offer a solution to the growing humanitarian crisis.
We hope that al-Abadi is able to rapidly create a cabinet that can meet the expectations, not just the expectations of Barzani, of the Kurdish government, but the expectations of the whole Iraqi population. And let me also say, of the whole world.
Authorities in northern Iraq say the world must help it deal with twin crises, a well-armed and brutal terrorist group in the Islamic State and the humanitarian crisis it has created. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.